You know, you have that little voice in your head saying, I should be able to manage, I should be able to do this, this and this, all of it together. You know, you feel like you should be able to do it all.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. Do you ever feel stressed trying to meet everyone's expectations as well as your own? Stress affects all of us at some time. Some stress actually helps us and protects us. Other stress gradually destroys us. Today we're talking about the stress that brings us down and what we can do about it. When does stress have a negative impact on you?
If you're counting on something and you're expecting it to happen and then for whatever reason it doesn't, that bugs me. That gets me going.
I get stressed when there's a lack of clarity.
Particularly when you start seeing things starting to spin out of control and you really want to get out.
People expecting me to do things and I try and do them, but it's just too much.
Hard work doesn't equal stress. However, if the hard work starts to erode away at relationships, that's the stress inducer.
Not having enough hours in the day to get done what I'd like to get done. Trying to work on the work-life balance.
We can't always get rid of the source of our stress, but we can learn how to manage it. This is Messages of Hope, and today we're having a conversation about what lies behind stress and how that knowledge can help us cope better.
You look a bit tired this morning, Richard.
Yeah, I'm struggling to sleep at the moment, to be honest.
So, why? What's going on?
Oh, just stressed about lots of different things, trying to meet some deadlines and get work done. So it's really stressing me out at the moment.
Mm. Oh, I've had a bit of a revelation about that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I've realised that I'm not God. I can't be God. So I better give up trying to be God.
I was going to say, good for you, Noel.
Well, I just can't control anything. I think there's some bits that I think we can control, but when you actually boil it down, we're hardly in control of anything at all.
That's the hardest thing for me, is that control thing. I'm a control freak and I like to have everything in control, but I find that really is a hard thing because you're always trying to juggle things and trying to keep in control of it all. I try to, like my kids, I manage their schedules, I manage the household, I work, and I've just got all these balls that I'm juggling and I don't know, I can't let go of it.
I struggle with deadlines, trying to keep up with everything and try and meet everything. It keeps me up at night and stresses me out. So I don't know, how do you cope?
Why do we feel like we have to control, you know?
Well, for me, I've just come in to see more and more that I'm not God and I don't have to try and pretend to be God, you know? Part of our control thing is because we feel that we need to take hold of it all.
Well, just, you know, you have that little voice in your head saying, you know, I should be able to do this or I should be able to manage, I should be able to do this, this and this, all of it together. You know, society tells us that, I guess, but it's, you know, you feel like you should be able to do it all.
Yeah, and there's an inner pressure as well as a societal one, isn't there? Yeah. We're very hard on ourselves sometimes.
You know, I suppose if you feel like you should do it, because if you don't do it, it's all going to fall apart and nothing's going to work anymore.
And I know that I should trust people and let go, but I just can't. I find that's one of the hardest things for me is to say, my head tells me, you know, other people can do it and do it just as well, if not better, but it's just that feeling of, if I let go of that, is it still going to work? Is it still going to be the same?
Yeah.
This is Messages of Hope, and today we're talking about stress. Have you found ways to cope with stress?
Just get out in the fresh air. Nature's a good way of unstressing.
Sit down on the couch, veg, watch some telly.
I think sport is important. I think it's important to do some physical exercise.
Just tinker around at home.
I just put my head down and try and get as much done as possible.
I usually try to break things down and manage little bits instead of the whole.
What I'd like to do is kind of step back, chill out or relax with a beer. What actually happens is I normally shut down.
The first thing I do to unwind is take my watch off. Without being able to see the time, life just seems to become a lot simpler.
Coming home from work and seeing Sadie, who's 21 months old, she brings me a cup of tea in an imaginary teapot, and just lying on the floor playing with Sadie is a great de-stress straight after work.
There are all sorts of ways that we can deal with stress, and different things work for different people at different times. But when you think about the core thing that lies behind stress, it's possible to approach it in a more permanent way. Earlier, Noel talked about giving up on trying to be God. That is, giving up on trying to be responsible for everything and the answer for everything. So, Noel, Did you get any revelations that actually provide some help with the realisation that you're not God?
Well, the other side of that is that God is God. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to say, or we don't have to say, I'll let God take control of this situation. Mm. God already is. Like, there's no part of my life or anyone's life that he's not already God over. There's no empty space where God is not. So it's just to recognise that that is the case, and rather than say, well, I have to control everything, to say, no, God's already here. I can trust what's going to happen.
So it's not a matter of thinking, I'll give control to God and letting go and fearing that control going because he's already there.
Mm, so exactly right.
Yeah, I suppose I tend to lean on prayer as a help that helps me through stress. So where I fall apart, even in the middle of the night when things are bothering me on my mind and stressing me out, that just gives me rest to know that it's his problem now to deal with. It's not my issue to deal with necessarily and direct. And it gives me that sense of peace and calmness, and it actually helps me get to sleep too. But it gives me that perspective of also what's important to me as well. So I don't sweat the little stuff then so much. So
And nobody really wants to, like, it's that you don't want anybody to see you out of control or that fear of, you know, unravelling in front of people.
Mm.
Yeah.
My wife often says that God is a safe place to unravel. She saw me unravelling, and it was a great comfort to me at certain points.
Because there's no judgment, is there?
There's no judgment, no.
No, even if you don't quite get it right.
Yeah, and sometimes some of the things that we're most fearful of, in fact, when they unravel, God's doing something there that's really important for us.
Yeah.
So we don't need to be in control.
No, and that's why, for me, one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible is, come unto me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah. It must be a really freeing thing then.
It is.
To just be able to let go.
Have you found effective ways to manage stress? Share it with us on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. We'd love to know your insights, and sharing your experience can inspire others. This is Messages of Hope, and we've been talking about the stress that comes from trying to meet everybody's demands on our time. It's often easier to say yes to things because we feel guilty if we say no.
Saying no is okay too sometimes.
Oh, what do you mean by that? Oh, how do you say no, I suppose?
I had a friend who used to say to me, because we'd always say yes, you know, you do a lot of things and you take things on. She said to me, I learnt, after saying yes to a lot of things, I learnt to, when people asked me, you know, can you do this, can you do that, she said, can I think about it? I'll get back to you. Just giving herself that space to then go back and reevaluate, does that really fit into what I can and can't do? Because your gut reaction is, oh, you don't want to say no and hurt their feelings or feel like you can't do it. So she just said, you know, and I found that was really a helpful thing to just be able to give yourself the space.
I like that, because often you're not necessarily saying no to something bad. It's often you need to say something that might even still be good to you.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Be too much.
Can I get back to you? It's not saying no. It's just giving yourself the time to think.
And even if you do say no, that's a statement of faith too.
What do you mean?
If you believe it's right to say no to something, you can say no. And at that point, you're saying, well, I don't have to be God to keep it all happening. And I can trust that if I say no to this, God's still working it all out. So in that way, no is a statement of faith.
Are you struggling to cope with all the demands on your time and energy? Is the idea of letting go too scary to consider? If you're struggling to keep it all together, contact us for a free booklet titled Stressed But Connected. It gives 12 strategies for managing stress. For your free copy of Stressed But Connected, call 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. Or order your free copy at messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church where love comes to life. I hope you can join us again next week for another message of hope. Real hope to cope with life's challenges.